Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. New developments in Israel this morning. Israel and Jordan have reopened their airspace after a huge strike from Iran. That was the sound of air raid sirens in Jerusalem. Now, the IDF says the vast majority of the hundreds of Iranian drones and missiles fired were shot down before they reached Israel.
Two U.S. officials tell ABC News that the number of drones brought down by U.S. forces was 70, and at least one official said that three ballistic missiles were shot down by a U.S. Navy destroyer that had been dispatched to the region. Part of the success in why so many of these drones and missiles were intercepted by the Israelis and by the United States was that the United States was able to add additional resources, additional assets to the region, including maybe air defense systems.
Correspondent Luis Martinez, IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
A number of Iranian missiles fell inside Israeli territory, causing minor damage to a military base with no casualties. Only one little girl has been hurt.
President Biden rushed back to the White House from Delaware, promising strong support for Israel, but also, according to CNN, telling Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the U.S. will not join a military offensive against Iran. He is monitoring the situation.
We're talking the top administration officials from the Defense Secretary, Secretary of State, CIA Director, National Security Advisor met in the Situation Room with the president as this began unfolding. He tweeted, U.S. commitment to Israel's security against threats from Iran and its proxy is ironclad.
Correspondent Natalie Brand. The president is set to convene a meeting of G7 leaders today. UN Security Council meets this afternoon, both in response to the attack. More reaction. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York issued a statement praising U.S. and Israeli service members who worked to stop the attack and condemning the action by the Iranian government. Schumer also says he's worried about the risk of further escalation of hostilities in the Middle East, calling Iran to take immediate steps to ratchet down their reckless behavior, as he put it. Now, this is personal for many New Yorkers. David Greenfield, the CEO of the Met Council, tells 1010 Winds.
We're very concerned about our friends and neighbors and relatives who are living in Israel, who are under attack at this time. And obviously, we're very upset that Iran continues to undermine Israel and continues to attack Jews around the world. And we're certainly hoping for a swift resolution to this new war.
With the new attack, police in the city, Nassau and Suffolk counties all say they have increased patrols around local Jewish institutions. NYPD and Governor Hochul say they have no indication of credible threats, but they're on high alert to protect houses of worship and high-profile locations. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for all of the latest developments. Sharp response from the Reverend Al Sharpton when pro-Palestinian demonstrators interrupted House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries during a speech at the National Action Network Convention. Jeffries was talking yesterday morning at the convention at the Sheraton Times Square. Demonstrators started shouting soon after he took the podium, interrupting him several times. Jeffries responded that he appreciates people exercising their First Amendment rights, but they're not in Congress, adding that between interruptions that he had all day. Ultimately, Sharpton stepped in, commenting that three governors and all kinds of white officials spoke and none of them were disrupted, but they had guts when a black man stood up. Then he referred to the protesters with a racially charged insult. No comment so far from the National Action Network. It's a subway push case with a wild twist in the West Village. Two guys ended up on the tracks in turn after a fight. Started just at 4 or 5 p.m. in the West 4th Street station. Guy bumped into a 34-year-old man. They got into an argument that escalated into a scuffle. Police say the guy who started it fell on the southbound tracks during the fight. Other man helps him back to the platform, and the suspect slugged him in the face and pushed him onto the tracks. Fortunately, no trains were coming. Bystander helped the victim up. Police moved in, maced and arrested the suspect. The victim refused medical treatment. Suspect taken to Bellevue. Charges pending. Disturbing charges for a City Department of Education worker. He's accused of sending harassing texts to four boys. 35-year-old London King arrested Thursday. Police say he sent a 14-year-old a text March 6 trying to set up a meeting. King was charged with child endangerment and aggravated harassment and released, only to be rearrested on Friday after three more underage accusers came forward. These boys say he sent the money, asked for photos, and tried to set up a meeting. He's now charged with acting in a manner injurious to a child and free without bail. No comment so far from the City Department of Ed. Well, soon you will be able to climb the vessel at Hudson Yards again, but with new safeguards.
The vessel at Hudson Yards reportedly will look a little different when it reopens later this year. In a published statement, the developer has said floor-to-ceiling steel mesh will be installed. Allison works in the area and thinks it's a good idea.
I would rather see it open with mesh than, like, not, you know. And if it spoils, I think it'd come up with another solution.
The vessel is considered an interactive artwork. It first opened in 2019 and then closed in 2021 after several people died there by suicide. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM at Hudson Yards.
Keep it down out there! The sound of an unusual noise in Bed-Stuy, which has been bothering residents for months. Folks tell the Post this shrill, high-pitched noise has been going on since mid-February, often for hours at a time, and it's really driving them nuts. They've complained to 311. They say it's disappeared for days at some points. Officials say there have been at least 45 noise complaints from the area so far this year. DEP says inspectors visited the area, looked around April 4th, and found nothing that could be causing it. So the mystery and the annoyance wear on.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.